look at the division as a whole. Now, after the game on Sunday, we saw fuel of emotion from Ricky Jean-Francois and Chris Baker talking about, we run the East, it's not Philly, not Dallas. They're basically saying that division is theirs. So, first of all, do you think they should have said that, and do you think there's any truth to their statements?
Well, I don't mind them saying that. You know, you're coming off a big win at home over a division rival. I think it's right. Okay to feel yourself a little bit there. Don't be saying that during the week, but when you've got emotions running high, I really don't have a problem with that. I thought that was fine. In terms of do they run the East, well, they're defending champs, so they've got to look at things that way. So I'm fine with that. Have they been the best team in the East so far this year? No. I mean, Dallas has been the best team in the division so far this year. And it's getting a little worrisome if you're a Redskins fan, and I am, what the Cowboys are doing here. I mean, no Romo, no Dez, and they're still putting up big-time wins. Their running game looks to be outstanding with that offensive line with Ezekiel Elliott. I think Dallas, this division this year does not appear, and things change in the NFL constantly, so we may be thinking totally differently in, say, 4 weeks. But right now, this appears to be one of the better divisions in the NFL, and the idea of the winning team of this division having only 9 wins this year, that doesn't seem like it's going to be the case. It seems like you need to be at least 10 wins to win the crown this year, and maybe even higher. So, the Redskins have got to look at it like it is their division. That's fine. But those of us on the outside looking in, I think you're nuts if you don't say that Dallas has been the best team so far this year. What the Redskins have got to do here is take advantage of what's in front of them, which is a really nice opportunity. So many people were wringing their hands over this schedule going into this year, how this is a first-place schedule and how hard of a schedule it's going to be.
Right.
Well, look at it now. It doesn't look nearly as tough. Cincinnati looks very winnable. Carolina looks extremely winnable. You're playing at Detroit this Sunday. That's a winnable ball game. You've got a chance here this year. You've got the bye week coming up in a couple of weeks. There's no reason why you can't be at least 5-3 at the midway mark, maybe even 6-2. I mean, if you want to get greedy, go ahead and say that. And at that point, you're right on your way towards a double-digit win year. So there's a tremendous opportunity here in front of the Redskins. And to see them at this point off an 0-2 start, I mean, I know a lot of us felt like this team was, if not on the verge of unraveling, then at least, staring very much at the likelihood of another year where you're coming off a playoff year and you stumble, and you have, say, 9, 10, 11 losses. Well, now, not so fast, right? This is looking more and more like, at the very least, it'll be a contending season, and it's great to be able to say that off that 0-2 start.
Right, no, absolutely. I completely agree. I think the main reason that people got upset of what, Chris Baker is saying, boasting, oh, we run the NFC East, was because of kind of how they won it last year, how that was a down division last year, especially, and the fact that the Redskins hadn't beaten a team above 500, as opposed to this year, where they've beaten not only, most of their wins have come against teams that were above 500 at that point in time. Even the Giants early on in the season were coming off a 2-0. So I've been impressed with that. And you mentioned about their remaining schedule. I mean, on top of those teams that you mentioned and people talking about, this was one of the hardest schedules heading into the year. I mean, you forgot to mention the Cardinals don't look quite the same to what they did last year. They play them too. And they also got the Packers, who Aaron Rodgers doesn't look the same to me. He didn't look that way on Sunday. So another couple games, and it looks like the games that the Redskins have to worry about most. Again, this is a week-to-week league, and there's so much parity in the NFL that it's hard to predict what teams are going to do every single week. But it looks like for the main part, the Redskins have to specifically worry about their division as a whole. And you brought up Dallas, who are starting at 5-1, and I look at them right now, and we know about Jerry Jones and his love affair with Tony Romo and how that whole situation is, and the fact that Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott are rolling right now, and this team is being led by two rookies, and Ezekiel Elliott's about to, it looks like he could break the rushing record according to Dez Bryant, who thinks he can go over 2,000 yards. So when you look at it from that perspective, and then you got at the Cowboys on November 24th, so we'll get a good picture of how that team is. But you look at it, could this division come down to Jerry Jones or the Cowboys' decision as a whole, deciding whether they want to stick with Tony Romo or Dak Prescott, and if that could affect their chemistry going on right now?
Well, I think this with that. So I think they need to stick with Dak. I don't think this idea that you don't lose your job to injury, I think is one of the silliest things in sports. There are no rules. Context is everything with this stuff. So just because in one situation a guy doesn't lose his job to injury doesn't mean that in another situation you can't let that be the case. In terms of, you know, could that ruin their season? It's possible. I mean, I think Romo is a good quarterback, so I think he could come in and they could keep winning. I don't think they're going to go back to him. I think they are going to stick with Dak. I'd be surprised at this point if they don't. And if they do go back to Romo and he really struggles, then they would just go back to Dak. So it's hard to see this really ruining the Cowboys season. I'd be surprised if, like, from a chemistry standpoint, it really would be that damaging. I mean, that would say a lot of bad things about this Cowboys team if going with the wrong guy for a week or two totally made the season unravel. What the Cowboys have, and this almost makes you immune to falling apart, when you have a really good offensive line and you have a running game that you can count on, it's hard to get ripped. It's hard to get blown out. It's not impossible, but when you can control the clock like they do, when you can run the ball week in and week out like they do, you have a little bit of wiggle room with your passing games to where it doesn't have to be dynamic for you to win. Now, the way you win in the NFL by and large these days is by throwing the football, but that's not the only way to win. And the Cowboys, with this line, with this ground game this year, have got such a nice formula to go out there, control the clock. You know, Dak has been good. He's avoided the mistakes for the most part. It's not like he's had to make, though, a ton of big plays. He's made some really nice throws, but they're not winning because Dak is going out there week in and week out, throwing the ball 50 times, throwing for 400 plus, five touchdowns, that kind of thing. They're winning because he's minimizing the mistakes and they're running the football really well. As long as they can continue to do that, you know, I don't know that I should say it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback, but it doesn't matter as much. And from that standpoint, it's almost